Welcome.
Well, this
is the March 8th afternoon session of the Portland City Council. Carla, please call the roll. Regular agenda, 232.
Agenda item or call the roll?
Yeah. I was joking, Carla.
Okay.
I'm resetting.
Okay.
That's as funny as I get on a Thursday afternoon. That's it.
Carla, that's a cry for help.
I think it is.
Okay. So we're ready for 232?
Yes, please. 32.
232. Appoint Richard Helzer and A. Young Lee, and reappoint Scott Bradley to the Towing Board of Review for terms to expire March 1, 2019.
Colleagues, Commissioner Saltzman could not be here today, but he asked me to read this statement, and then obviously we have some good folks here. Today before us is PBOT's recommendation to appoint three members of the public to serve on the Towing Board of Review. These positions are important as they provide an outside perspective on towing issues and help in shaping policy and identifying solutions to opportunities that arise. The Towing Board of Review consists of 8 voting members and 2 non-voting members. Of the 8 voting members, 3 members are from the community, no affiliation to the towing industry, and are subject to confirmation by the City Council to serve for a period of 2 years. The new appointees are Richard Heiser, A. Young Lee, and we also have one existing member being reappointed today. That's Scott Bradley. Here to answer any questions council members may have are Patrick Kramer and Mark Williams with the Portland Bureau of Transportation. Welcome, gentlemen. I hope you're enjoying yourselves.
Thank you, Mayor. I'm Mark Williams. I'm the Regulatory Division Manager for the Portland Bureau of Transportation. Good afternoon, Commissioners. I just want to say that, the tow board is doing some very important work. And as you can imagine, I'm sure everybody's heard about the abandoned vehicles and derelict RVs, and we have done a lot of important work, and we've got a lot of important work to do. But I just want to publicly acknowledge these folks that are busy in their personal lives, but are taking their time to help us resolve a lot of other important matters.
Thank you.
And Patrick Kramer, I'm the
Patrick, is your mic on? I just want to make sure there.
The button. Okay. Yeah, there we go.
There you go. Thank you.
Sorry, Patrick Kramer, I'm the towing coordinator in PBOT. And I just want to take a moment to acknowledge the 2 outgoing board members and really thank them for their commitment over the years, and the their contributions to the board have been really key.
Thank you.
And that's Deborah Hogan and Ed Ferrero.
Thank you very much. Colleagues, any questions?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Gentleman, the nominees?
Yes.
Would you like to say anything?
Good afternoon, Mayor. Richard J. Helzer. Good afternoon, Commissioners. Thank you for the opportunity today, and I can answer any questions you may have.
Can you just tell folks what you do and why you want to be on the board?
I have an interest in the board because, given my current career, I work in maintenance management for the Oregon Military Department. Pretty familiar as an automotive hobbyist with the way some of these things go, and I have a strong interest in the public safety aspect of towing companies. It's a good opportunity, I think. I have a strong interest in livability within our neighborhoods, and response times and things of that nature that they perform for us are very critical. If we have an officer who's on the scene stuck waiting for a tow when a citizen needs help, it just seems like the kind of thing we should do to improve livability and inclusion in the city, Mayor, Commissioners.
And what part of the city do you live in?
North Portland, born and raised since 1980, ma'am.
Great, thank you.
Can I just observe, Mayor, that it is not every day that a Bronze Star recipient is before us. And for those who follow these things, for all of Senator McCain's heroism, he was awarded the Silver Star. And the Bronze Star is the next highest award that our nation bestows. So congratulations to you.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you.
So my name is Scott Bradley. I live in the Concordia neighborhood. I've lived in Portland, in the Portland area, for around 20 years. My background and work experience is in another regulated industry, telecommunications, and I perform telecommunications finance reviews. I deal regularly with contracts, making sure that there's a high level of service and good oversight for contract review. And so I think I can contribute to that and have for a previous term on the tow board.
Well, for my part, I'll just say I feel very privileged that we have people of your caliber willing to serve. in a volunteer capacity. This is one of those many, many excruciatingly important oversight panels that is completely thankless. So let me thank you now. It's very important, and the community pays a great deal of attention to these matters, and I think it's helpful for them to hear you being here and hear that you're people of integrity and that you approach this with a degree of seriousness. So thank you for your service.
Okay. Mayor, could we also hear from Ms. Lee?
We have a third person here.
I'm sorry, Ms. Lee. I apologize.
I was trying to dodge. forgive the nervousness. I am a civil engineer, and I work in bridges. And a friend of mine had been towed a few years back, so I was her car escort that evening, and I was very interested in what the towing board did when I saw the advertisement. And I, in my current job, I work with a lot of processes, certain things that the regular citizen may not know about but are important for running a city. So I was interested in learning more about this process. And then soon after that, I started reading articles about people being unfairly penalized for being towed. And my interest was piqued even further. So I would like to help, if possible, and bring my perspective. And I'm getting more nervous as I'm talking, so I can stop.
Thank you.
You know, we have your bio, and I want to thank you for the narrative you gave us. Yesterday, we celebrated Women's History Month, and we had a number of young women leaders who work for bureaus and council offices testify. And there was a young woman on my team named Betsy who was chosen to a path of being an engineer. So she's going to school for engineering, but also working at City Hall as her day job. And her family also questioned why she was choosing a male-dominated profession. And I appreciate that in your narrative, you mentioned that, that you were on a career path that your family deemed a man job, but you've broken through the barriers. And so thank you for that, and thank you for inspiring the next generation of women engineers.
Thank you.
Very good. I'll accept a motion.
Call so us. Moved.
Second.
We have a motion from Commissioner Fish, a second from Commissioner Fritz to accept the appointments. Please call the roll.
Fritz.
Thank you, all three of you, for serving on this important committee. Aye.
Fish.
Thank you for joining us today, and thank you for your service. Aye.
Udaly.
Thank you. Aye.
Wheeler.
I am very excited about all three of you stepping up, and I appreciate your motivations for being here. And Ms. Lee, I, number one, want to apologize again for skipping over you. That was premature of me. But I'm glad that you spoke as eloquently as you did on the issue of equity and fairness with regard to the towing industry. And as you know, and I'll say it, I don't mind saying it, historically, the towing industry is an industry not known for its soft touch and equitable approaches to doing business. And while I think it's getting better, I think all of us can strive to do even better. And I believe that the issues you cited are of great importance. And as you probably were aware, there was an article not too long ago in the paper that surprised the heck out of me that talked about towing costs, towing fees that were being charged to people who'd had their cars stolen. And that struck me as a significant oversight. And it was one of those things where it just appeared that nobody was really paying attention and looking at the whole picture. And I think all of you have that opportunity through this appointment to be able to look at the big picture and understand how it impacts people in our community. So good for you, and thank you. I vote aye. The appointments are all adopted. Thank you.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Thank you,
Mayor.